Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It is April 26, 2008, and God has planted us into another day that we can rejoice and be together and learn from the Word. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's start with a song that's been on my heart this morning. Dance with me, O Lord my God. Dance with me, O lover of my soul. You're the God of all gods. Thank you, Jesus. Romance me, O lover of my soul. To the God of all gods, you're the King of all kings. You're the healer of all healing. Dance with me, O lover of my soul. To the King of all kings. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. To the God of all gods, to the King of all kings. Like a deer pants for water, I long to be with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah for being everything to us. Thank you, Lord. Well, we thank you, Lord Jesus, and we come to with scripture this morning. And we pray and your blessings over all of the sick and the shut in. And we thank you, Jesus, for giving us another opportunity to come together to learn from you, your word. This morning, we take a look in the book of Matthew. In the book of Matthew. And it is about the baptizing of Jesus. Matthew 3. And we're going to start with verse 11 and go to 12. It says, I baptize you with water for repentance. Hallelujah. But after me will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not fit to carry. He will baptize you in the Holy Spirit and with fire. Hallelujah. Then we're going to jump down here to verse 13. When Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John, who just previously spoke, but John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me? Jesus replied, verse 15, let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water, and at that moment heaven was open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the reading of your word. Again, Matthew 3, verse 11 and 12, verses 14 through 17. Hallelujah. our prayer tonight, just a moment. Let's just start with prayer. We humbly come before you, dear Father. We bring in all cares and concerns. We bring in all obstacles and blockage, dear Father, that may be threatening our privacy time with you, that may be threatening the fear that you have not bestowed upon us, but you gave us a sound mind, love, power. We bring before you this morning anything that may be tempting to pull us out of the peace that you have gave to us this morning, that you have anointed us with this morning. Anything that may be separating us from your love. Anything that may be separating us from hearing your word. Oh, anything that may be separating us from filling your spirit. Father, we bring those requests to you this morning, and we lay them down at the altar. And dear Father, we ask you to take concern. We ask you to be with our loved ones as they're traveling. We thank you for allowing us another day, another birthday. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for walking with the sick and the shut-in. Thanking you for opening up and unlocking prison minds, prison walls being knocked down in situations all around your world. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the opportunity to speak to sisters and brothers here and there, near and far. We thank you, Jesus, that your word is the same today as it was yesterday. And now, my Father, I ask that I may decrease and you may increase. Use me, Jesus, in the way that you need. Speak to your children. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord Jesus, and I give this over to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and your precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for not taking your spirit away from us, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Powerful prayer. So how's everyone doing out there today? Thank you. I pray that you've enjoyed yourself over the night, and a lot of us are now have the weekend off, and we may have got to sleep in a little bit later today. I know I did. Praise the Lord. A lot of us are getting together and having family time today. We're getting together and preparing ourselves for Sabbath. So whatever you may be doing or the situation you're in right now, we just first have to say thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever it is, sometimes it's a family time. Saturdays, a lot of times you get together and you get to see family members you didn't get to see during the week. So it's issues that have sometimes come up that was not really brought to your attention during the week. Issues that may come up that you were not able to deal with properly during the week. So again, we want to, before we start to deal with any of those issues, we do want to remind ourselves that we are of Christ, and that we have to bring those issues to Christ so we can get what it is that we need to say to the person we're going to be talking to today before we even start to pray about that issue. We pray for God to look into there and look into our hearts and give us what it is that we need to pray about, what we need to say. Today, our segment, we're doing is don't look back. Don't look back. Now see, looking back can come from many directions. Looking back can help us and looking back can hurt us. Looking back can be a stumbling block. Looking back can be something that pulls us forward. Looking back can be something that you rely on daily to get through another day. Looking back can be something that snacks you and that you're dreading each and every day because you know you're not going to be able to get that thing out of your mind. Looking back can be something that takes you to a new place, a new future is looking ahead of you. You get to pass on to a new generation. Or looking back can be something that takes you to a place each and every day that's more darker, that you're passing on to your kids, and the ones that are around you are now picking up on this negative vibe, and they're learning that, and it's getting embedded in their spirit, in their mind, and so they get to take that to another generation. But in this looking back today, when we say don't look back, we want you to release the pain of the thing that had you trapped back there. Hallelujah. We're wanting you to be able to forgive yourself as God has forgiven you. That's the looking back that we want to move today. The looking back that every time that you try to go forward, you feel that thorn just like it just happened to you, just like someone just put it in you again. The looking back that the fiery dart reminding you of what it is, that lost loved one in your life, that fiery dart that keeps piercing you, that reminds you of how you used to be a thief. Or that looking back, they won't let you enjoy this marriage because of mistakes you did in that marriage. Release the pain. Releasing the pain. The releasing the pain. It's okay to look back at your achievements and to look back at how you made it through a situation that you thought was going to be a stumbling block for you. It's okay to look back on those things, get the good out of there and take that and use it forward. The next obstacle, you use that same goodness from the last one and you move it forward. You set it before you and keep going. It's not even going to stay in the past. So you don't have to continually turning around looking at that situation because you've taken the good from that. You've taken the things that worked from that situation. You've taken the things that busted up that stumbling block, and now you have set them before you. Before you. Even the things with the enemies. God said, I said it, I prepared in the presence of your enemies, not in the past with your enemies, but in the presence of your enemies. Let's go ahead and think about it, sisters. Let's go ahead and put that mirror before us. Let's go ahead, brothers, and do that self-examination this morning. Let's go ahead and deal with that thing that keeps dealing with you. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go ahead and open it up, the pain that goes with it and all. And let's go ahead and pour God's anointing on it. Let's put his word on it. By the end of the segment, we should be on our way to start pushing. So we're going to pray on it until something happens. We do understand that forgetfulness can be a gift or a curse. If you forget, your mind starts to slip away and you start to rattle and forget to go pick up your child from daycare, that's not working for you. If you're a song leader and you get up to sing your song and you forget all the words to the song, that's not working for you. But sometimes we have to ask our Abba Father for some things that went on in the past that we may have been so wrapped up in, or disagreements we may have had. And I personally have had to ask God to wipe some of that things away. So if it comes back before me and they say, do you remember back when this da-da-da-da-da? And I said, yeah, you know, I hadn't thought about that in years. Yeah, I do remember. I don't remember all the details anymore. But I hadn't thought about that in years. I had a person say, you haven't? Oh, my God, I still think about that all the time. I think about how upset we were. I think about that all the time. I said, you know what? I don't even remember the situation of what the details were or how that happened. But what I would like to do is invite you to the Lord to ask him, maybe remove the details from you also. Remove some of those details where you don't have to continue. Look back. You got to turn your head all the way around. That's why we're not like owls, because I think we would get stuck in that direction. That's why we can only look so far to the right and look so far to the left without making an effort to turn our entire bodies around. But God planted our feet forward. So he may want us to look around to make sure that we get what we need from there to set it before us to help us over the next obstacle. But he does not want us to turn around and stay there. Hallelujah. It is unnecessary to take the wrongdoings from your mistakes and write them on your heart. And every time that God tries to bless you with something good, he tries to bless you with a new relationship. He tries to bless you with a new job. All you think about, because it's written on your heart. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So you, all you're talking about is, you know, I don't even know if I can do this job because I had a job like this before. Oh, I've done this job. People are trying to convince you, no. Oh, no, you'll do great. You'll do well. Yeah, but I'm just trying to tell you, I've been here before. I've had a job like this, and I messed it up. You know, I was in a marriage before, and I did the same thing that I'm probably going to do again. I'm probably not going to make it. Oh, they're looking, compare, look in the past. You know, my great-great-great-grandfather died from hypertension. So, you know, then my great-grandfather, his children, they all died from it. And it's been coming forth, and we all have either had this or that that they had. So I already know what I'm going to die of. I already know what I'm going to die of. How did you get that information? Family history, okay. But how are you holding on to that so deep? How are you holding on and writing that in your mind? Why are you already telling the enemy, oh, here's the open gate. Walk in. Fire your dart over here. This is what I need in order if you want to take me out. This is what I need. Just take me out this way. I'll help you because I'm already preparing my mind for it. I'll help you because I'm already looking back daily. And I'm already preparing when I eat. I'm already saying it's no need of me watching what I eat because I already know. It's going to happen either way, so I might as well enjoy eating all of this table salt. I might as well enjoy diving into the things that I know is going to cause me bad health. So you're preparing your mind by looking back. You see your great-grandfather's face every time you look back. You see his son and his daughter and so forth. You see each individual until it comes up to you. Now you can also see yourself. So that's what you're saying is, not only do you prepare for you, but look at your kids that you say that you love, and I believe that you love. Look at those kids. So what you're saying is, they're going to do it too. So you might as well not teach them anything about good health, because you're expecting the same thing for them. So you're opening that door to the enemy to go ahead and take control of them right now. Is it getting painful for you yet, sister? Is it getting any pain reaching your mind right now, brother? Isn't that a little painful when you stop and open up the door and see exactly what you're doing, what you're allowing? Let's release that pain today. Let's push that thing. Let's tell that emotion that it has to move. If we push on it, something will happen. We push with prayer. So let's just start. Pick today as your day to start. Pushing. Tell our Father. He knows your mind, your set. He knows your heart. Let's go ahead and be honest with him. Let's tell him today. Father, I need help in the way that I think. I need help from looking back into yesterday's pain and not harboring any goodness out of it, but only taking the bad, and now I'm applying it to my life. Now I'm applying it to my kids' life. I need a help. I need that to be released. I want to pray until something happens. Your word said, Jesus, we can bring all of our requests to you. Give it to him. What needless pain we bear, all because we don't carry everything to the Lord in prayer. I'm going to say that one more time for you, sister. What needless things we bear upon ourselves. You're sitting there waiting to die of high blood pressure because you got all this stress on you. You're going to die from a heart attack. It may be some other way. You may walk out your door and something happens. Let's learn to live today. Give today the best that we can give today. Let's learn to give it all, our all and our all, if though it was our last day. When you look back in those segments or of the pain for divorce or the illnesses that was back in the generation, isn't it something how the enemy will put your mind only on the bad things of that? Isn't it something how the enemy will take you back to the generations with the diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease? And it'll follow you all the way up to the generation that you're at. But when you look back, what if you tried looking back now and look at the good things that they have? You know, he was a strong mind. You know, my great-great-grandfather may have had high blood pressure, but he had a strong heart. And I can use the strength from that to take control of the high blood pressure. It's just like you're playing on a baseball team and you just continuously strike out. And everybody comes up there before you, have came before you, has just one, two, three, you're out. But you've got to put it in your mind, I know I can hit this ball. I know with the help of the Lord, I can tell him to concentrate with me, take control of this body, and let's hit this ball. You can't be on a team and expect to win if you always got losing on your mind. If you say, okay, it's just my turn. Let me get up to the bat. I know what's going to happen before I get there. I'm going to strike out. Even if you hit that ball, you have it so set in your mind of looking back of what's happened before you, you're in so much pain that you don't even realize you should be running right now. So what happens, you allow the enemy to get time to go get what he needs to come and tag you out. And you're right. Before you know it, we will hear about you. You're out of here. You're writing your own death certificate. But God said he's gave us life today. Let's enjoy the life he's given us. Let's take advantage of all the opportunities of just living life today to the fullest. That he wants us to have abundance, that we may have life more abundant. Let's take advantage of that today. Let's take advantage of that today. Amen. Amen. We don't want to get caught up
of looking at the bad things that's going on in our world. And it's so many. Because we'll look back and it'll stop us from doing something that God may have directed our path away to do. If that's the case, when he gets ready to tell us to go do something, we're going to stop and think before we even move. But I remember when this person did that, I heard somebody in the news that did this and did that, and their outcome was not good. And this happened to them, or that happened to them. But we would not fear bad news. We should not fear bad news. Let's take a moment here. And let's just look at Psalms 112 and 7. Again, it is Psalms 112. And we're going to read verse 7. Let's just start at verse 7 anyway. And it tells me, he will have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is secure. He will have no fear. And in the end, he will look in triumph on his foes. Hallelujah. He will have no fear of bad news. His word said that your heart should be steadfast, trusting in the Lord. And then your heart will become secure. After you've prayed, continue to push the fear. Keep praying on it. Something happens, whether you see it or not. His heart is secure, and he will have no fear. In the end, he will look in triumph on his foes. Something had to happen in those two verses. When you started to the end, before you can triumph over your foes, you've got to do some things. You've got to push some things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's look over to stay in Psalms and look at Psalms 27. Psalms 27. Starting at verse 1. It said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. He's my light. I can see in my times of darkness. He's my light. I can see when I start to look back and let the things of the past affect my future. I can turn that light off because he is my light. And I'm saved in him. He's my salvation. Hallelujah. The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? He is my stronghold. My strong, and he holds me. Hold my stronghold. So of whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When evil men advance against me or devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besieges me, my heart will not fear. Though war breaks out against me, even then will I be confident. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One thing I ask of the Lord is that what I seek, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Not that I can just get over to days without getting so deep and wrapped up into my pity party of what happened to me, or I can get so wrapped up into fear that I don't make a move, that I'm just staying right here in my four walls because of what I heard happen to someone else. I'm looking back. Don't get me wrong. Hear me from the heart. Hear me with your spirit.
course you are to be conscious of your surroundings. Of course you are to learn from mistakes. Of course you are to, what of the things that you, the faults that you had in your last marriage, whatever they told you that was wrong, of course you are to look at yourself and examine yourself and strengthen yourself from there. Of course you're not to do those same exact things into a new marriage. Of course you're not to go into the classroom this year with the same attitude that you had last year that you've been spoken to about by the teacher and the counselors and the principals, your parents. Of course you're supposed to strengthen yourself. Of course you're not supposed to keep walking down the same street that you know that is a group of people sitting there to try to do some harm to you on yesterday. Of course you're not to say, well, today I'm just going to not look back. I'm just going to walk right down there again. That's not releasing the pain. That's increasing the pain. That's inviting the pain. Remember our goals here. I'm not looking back. We spoke about the goodness and the badness of looking back, but the goals here today for not looking back is we're trying to release the pain. We're trying to release the pain that every time you turn around that you're picking up with you. That is what we're looking back on today that we want to drop. Releasing the pain. Releasing the pain. Hallelujah. Releasing the pain. You know, sometimes people think that it's only for a day. Well, I made it through the day. I just made it through the day. You know, but God, the favor of God lasts for a lifetime. It's for a lifetime. It's not a temporary thing. You know what? We're right here in Psalms. Let's just look right over. That is should be in Psalms 30 and let's go ahead and start with verse 4. Sing to the Lord, you saints of his praise, his holy name, for his anger only, his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. So weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. Hallelujah. When I felt secure, I said I would never be shaken. Oh, Lord, when you favored me, you made my mountain stand firm. But when you hid your face, I was dismayed. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. So we have to pray and ask our Father, as we're pushing, to free me from the trap that is set before me. And that trap that's set before me that I keep walking is for me to keep looking back. Free me from the trap that is set before me. For you are my refuge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes if we get our eyes off of the things from our past by looking back, we can release a lot of pain because we can now jump over some of these obstacles. We can go around some of these obstacles. We don't have to continue to fall into these pit holes if we're looking up in front of us. When we're driving our car, we have mirrors situated around us. We have a windshield all in front of us. Excuse me. And we have our rearview mirror that sits in the car with us. When you're driving, it's important to check all of those mirrors. It's important to look ahead. It's important to look in the rearview mirror to see what's behind you. But have you ever noticed, sisters and brothers, the size difference? The windshield is humongous compared to the rearview mirror. What's in our rear is important, but not so important that we take our eyes off of what's coming from that windshield, what's coming from in front of us, what we're heading to, what we need to prepare ourselves for that's ahead, the goodness that's on up the road. Do you notice that it's a law that you can't just get on, leave your house and put your car in reverse and just drive backwards everywhere you have to go? Isn't that something? But we are taught that we have to put our car in drive, which takes us forward. And we have to drive forward where we need to go. Reverse is there for temporary. We temporarily look back. But then we have to go back forward. We temporarily glance up and look in our rearview mirror. But then we have to look back forward. We temporarily look at that job position that we may have got fired from or was wrongly accused of doing something from, or that friend who said this or scandalized our name, or that loved one who hurt us, or whatever your situation was that's peeling layers from your skin of joy, peeling away the layers of peace out of your mind, peeling away your sound mind, turning it into fear, peeling away at what used to be happiness, and now you're down to where you're just kind of mean to the core, that you find yourself feeling better when you're sad. Those are the things that we're releasing today. Releasing the pain. Those are the things that we want to put in the back, behind us, where they at. Those are the things that we're going to block out of our, move from our windshield, because we can't see how to get to our happiness. We can't see how to get to that joy that the Lord is promising us. We can't see how to get to that peace that we read about, that we see on our other sister's or brother's face, that we walk in their house and we feel the comfort. We look at their kids and their families, and they seem to be bringing it to the Lord and praying together, and they seem to be staying together. And we don't understand why them and not me. You said, well, what you would do for one, you would do for the others. Why am I not getting there? Why are my kids not acting like this? Why am I not able to get over what happened to me? The same thing happened to her. Look around, sisters and brothers, and just watch. You can find two people going through the same identical thing. One will get over it, and one will never change their life. You can ask them years and years later, what really happened? They still are telling you the same story they were telling back then. This happened to me. I had it. I could have went and done, but I couldn't. True story. I spoke to a lady one time years ago now. She had told me that she had this idea. I forget what that idea was now. But she was going to bring out this invention. This was going to be her baby. She was going to get this going, get it on the market. But she called around and was speaking to some different companies about it. And before she knew it, they kept putting her on the hold. And, okay, you know, pretty interesting. I think we may want to use this. And the next thing she know, that big company came out with a patent on this. So she, 15, 20 years later, still was stuck in that time. So I asked her, what are you doing now? What have you came up with since then? You went through all the legal terms trying to get all of that solved, and it kept coming against you that it wasn't enough to show that this is the same thing, or you the one started this. So what have you moved on to now? I'm sure bigger and better things now you have came to do. I'm sure that they wish they had waited and took this idea from you than taking that little idea. She said, but you don't know. You know how popular this item is. But I know items that are more popular than that too, sister. How do you know by you staying there looking back at that one? That was just your giveaway. That was just a little thing that was just a giveaway. That's not the one that you was just going to make your millions off of. That's not the one that was really going to propel you into to your future. That was just a small giveaway. Stop checking yourself at the "I'm stopping right here" checkpoint. Release yourself. Give yourself permission to release the pain. Give yourself permission to continue with whatever you were doing. That one didn't work for you? Keep it going. She told me. She said, I had at that time many different things that it came to me. Many different things that it came to my mind that I was going to be working on to try to get out. Had many things. She ran some of the ideas across to me, and I was like, wow. You know, what a blessing from the Lord. That's awesome. So where is that at? She said, but she gave up. Why would she want to try any of them, the other things that she have lined up, when the first one didn't work? So she stayed there, and she got stuck in that. As she was reminiscing to tell me some of the other items that she had ideas about, she had to find a book. I know I had something else I was going to do. And once she pulled out this tablet, she was surprising herself, reminding herself. I let her go on and on because she was reminding herself of some of the good works God had put in her heart to do. But it had been so long since she had even looked back at those good things that could be working for her now, because she only held on to one, and that is the one that she felt was taken away from her. So she was mad at the court. She was mad at the company. She was mad at herself. She was mad because she said everyone told her not to do it this way. She was just mad. She had so much anger about it. Speaking with her, you would have thought it happened to her yesterday. But it was literally about 15 years. If not more. That's why we were asking. God wants us to look in the mirror, re-examine ourselves, check ourselves out, see are we our own stumbling blocks? See are we holding ourselves in pain? The doctor said you got pain in your back. He prescribed medicine for you. You take the medication and, hey, my pain, I feel better. It feels like my pain is gone. God, this feels so much better. He says stay on this here for a 30-day supply. That's all you're going to need. You should be fine. But you allow fear to set up, and you look back at how you felt when that pain was excruciating. So now you're all over town from doctor to doctor to doctor trying to get this thing refilled again, trying to refill it again when you have Dr. Jesus. He's already sent your blessing to you. He's already healed your back. You're not feeling the pain any longer. You're just scared to look forward because you're afraid because you got so much of that baggage of the pain that you're carrying with you from what you had in the past. When you're looking back at it, it looks so horrible. It's so painful when you think about that pain that you said, I'm gonna self-medicate so it will not come back, just in case. You're so afraid of letting go and standing that you prefer to just kind of crawl around. If I don't stand up, nothing's going to be required of me there. Let me stay in this situation where I'm at. Let me just go ahead and pop another pill. And before you know it, you're just like, well, you know what? I've been doing it so long. Now, if you decide to come off of the pills, you're going to have to go get some help for another problem that you have created. You can't say that this problem started because of the back pain. then 9 times out of 10, that is what you're going to tell people. No, I got hooked on this here because I injured my back. You know, I was in that situation where I injured my back years ago. Well, that's what happened. They had to put me on these pills because I was so messed up. Now I got hooked on the pills. And that may be somebody's cry. That may be somebody's story. But 9 times out of 10, if when we look at ourselves and do that self-examination, we look back and notice that that was really only prescribed for 30 days. After the 30 days, you never stopped to see if you were healed or not. Because you kept picking up the pain from in your past. And every time you looked at it, you could not bear to have that again. So you never would release the pain. You can sit in the hospital rooms. You can sit and be a patient. The doctor can say, you're well. Everything is fine and dandy. I think you're ready. Let's get back to your normal routine. But you got to wait on him to release you. They require paperwork. You need to be released in order to get back up and get outside and go back to your home, back to your normal routine, back to your job, back to your family, back to living your life. You need to be released. We have to release our own pain. Sometimes we're holding pain over our brethren's head because of something they did to you 30 years ago. If they haven't came to you and asked for forgiveness, you haven't went to them and told them, this is bothering me, I just need to hear you say that you're sorry, but you're just holding it in your heart. You'll find that those persons have went on and living their own life. They would love. They've tried to make amends in other ways and do things, but you can't get past that. Because they did something to you 30 years ago. There's some people that are 70 years old that I speak to still have not spoken to their loved ones or friends. And over 50 years, because she lied on me. She lied on me, and I can't stand her. That's painful. That's painful in your life. That's painful. I don't even drive down that street because she lives down that street. So I go 5 miles out of my way. Girl, have you saw the price of gas? Brother, I know that God said he'll provide for us, and I don't fixate my eyes on the prices or worry about how I'm going to do what I got to do and get where I got to go, because he is my provider. But I'm not going to stop going where I need to go just because something is down there that you used to do, you used to say, I might see you, and that pain's going to come all the way back up again. Give yourself permission to release the pain. Will you give your sister permission that she can release the guilt and the pain that whatever happened to you all back then? Can you give her permission that if she see you 30 years later, that the only thing that you're going to be thinking about is what happened? And so she's feeling so uncomfortable, he's feeling so uncomfortable, because he knows that's the only thing that's on your mind, because it's showing on your face. Again, you may be dressed up, but your mindset is all messed up. Give yourself permission to release that. Give yourself permission to, this time when you look back and find the happiness that you had before that incident. It's there. It's there waiting on you patiently. Look back and get some goodness and then look back forward. Take your goodness and start running forward. And when you do that, you're going to start to see since then the things you may have missed because of that pain. So then turn around now and take the, I may have mushed that, so let me push all of that out of my way. God, set before me now, my goodness. I think I'm ready to move forward. The favor of God lasts for a lifetime. Put that on your index card. Psalms 35. The favor of God lasts for a lifetime. God's not still holding it against you for the sins that you repented of 30 years ago. You tell the person, okay, I forgive you, but I never forget it. And then you go tell everybody that you see what they did to you or what you think they did to you. Over and over and over again. You continue to harbor this and hold on. Now you're telling your kids about it. Who's got to go to school with their kid? Or maybe meet them somewhere on the street. Let's not do that to our generations to come. Let's break that cycle right now. Let's stop that right now. Release that pain. Hallelujah. God is longing to be good to his people. The ones that are looking for his goodness. God is longing to be good to his people that are looking for his goodness. If you're looking for his goodness, you can find it. We've got to be willing to look for it. But if we're caught up in all of these other things that are holding us back in our past, we forget that there is goodness out there to be offered. Now, don't get me wrong. I heard you in the choir. I heard you singing about it. I heard you patting your hands because the director told you, at this time, pat your hands. At this time, stomp your feet. But I also saw it all over your face when you, as you were there and even as you walked out and dealt with life. You haven't felt that goodness because it's been touching you and surrounding you, but you won't allow it to stick to you. You won't allow it because you're caught up in another situation of looking back. You're not ready to release that pain. Isaiah 30, the book of Isaiah 30, and 18. Let's read. Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. He rises to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him. Hallelujah. Blessed are all who wait for him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed are all who wait for him. Wait on the Lord. Now, I know this is going to take some time, so that's why we're pushing. That's why we're pushing our way towards our victory point on this. He gave us another day. He spared our lives. So why can't we? Why can't we take this time to do something productive? You plan your baseball games. You plan your children's activities. You work hard to get them to those things. You plan your day, your night that you're going to be at the club. You plan to get up and get to work on time. You plan what time you're going to show up at your friend's house. You plan these things, and you work hard to keep your appointment with those things. It's not just something that you just say and try not to do. You try to work at your best. You try to hit the mall when it's going to have this clearance or sale. You try to hit the movies time the new movie comes out. You make plans to do that. Make plans to better yourself. And remember, not just outwardly. Make plans to go inside and check yourself. So when you look back, whatever was disturbing you, you're not just seeing the knife stuck in your back. When you look back, you're finding the joy that's even was in any situation. Because we have to remember, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. So God, I give this to you. I can't do this. You didn't make me where I can do my changing and do all of this and hold on to all of this. So I release this to you, Jesus. I follow your word and I bring this to you. You say you would work it together. I don't see how the goodness would come out of this situation. But you say you would work it together. I don't see how I'm ever going to get over this pain. But you say you would work it together. I don't know how I'm ever going to forget about what happened. But I'm going to keep praying about it. I'm going to keep giving it to you because you said you would work it out. And then learn to let us be seen because people are watching. So as they're watching us, let them see how God has done miraculous things in our lives so that they may believe. So that they may believe. All you've got to do is be that example. Just like Lazarus. Didn't have to go preaching all around the world. He didn't have to do anything but just shake himself, come step out of that grave, get all of the death from on him, and just stand. Just sit back and let people see him. That was the testimony right there. All they had to do is look at him and see. Oh, my. We went to his funeral. We know what it was. Someone saying that about you. I know when she used to walk him down the street, messed up. Keep praying and pushing those issues that someone else may be saved by the light in you now. They see what God has done, the miraculous signs, wonders that he's done in you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the opportunity of learning about don't look back. We hear your word. May we take your word and start to apply your word. Hallelujah. And we know that right now, pain has been released all over this land. All over this land. We honor you. We glorify you. And we praise you. We thank you for your word. In the mighty name of Yeshua, our Father, amen. Sisters and brothers, if you don't know the Lord, can we just take a moment? If you've backslidden and you want to come back before and give your life to the Lord, let's take a moment. Father, I believe that you are the God of all gods. I accept you in my heart. I believe that you gave your only begotten Son, and he died for my sins. I believe that you rose him from the dead. I confess with my mouth, and I believe it in my heart. And I invite you to come and live in my life. I invite you to come and be the one that I can give all of my cares to. I invite you to teach me to release the pain. I look forward to our relationship. In Jesus' name, amen. And the Bible says that if you repeated those words, you accept them and you believe it and you confess, that you are saved, my sister and brother. You are a new creature in Christ. You're going to need directions to walk on this walk. Give us a call, 646-652-4916. Blog us,
God bless you and keep you. We love you. Goodbye.